Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Lindsey Graham was merely a supporter of the Pharaoh of this age, Trump. So let the Muslims strive to establish the Khilafah Rashidah, which will end the tyranny of this Pharaoh, including his forward military base, the Jewish entity. News. July 12th, Reuters. Quote unquote, Israel's prime minister and other leading officials offered their condolences on Sunday, the 12th of July, 2026, for the death of the U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, saying that he had lost a dear friend. Quote, Lindsey understood that the security of Israel and America are inseparable, end quote. Quote unquote, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement. Reuters. Comment. Upon hearing of the grieving of Netanyahu over the death of Lindsey Graham, Muslims remember, with somber contemplation, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding all the oppressors, the ones who have died and the ones who are awaiting death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ
Do not think that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors do. He only delays them until a day when eyes will stare in horror. Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 42. As for responding to the news of the death of Lindsey Graham, who supported the Jewish entity in all its crimes against Muslims, Muslims remember the response of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon hearing the death of Abu Jahl, a leading figure in rallying disbelievers against Islam and Muslims. Imam Ahmad and his Musnad narrated from Ibn Mas'ud, quote,
أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم بدر فقلت قتلت أبا جهل قال الله الذي لا إله إلا هو قال قلت الله الذي لا إله إلا هو فرددها ثلاثا قال الله أكبر الحمد لله الذي صدق وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده انطلق فأرنيه فانطلقنا فإذا به فقال هذا فرعون هذه الأمة
I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Badr and said, quote, I have killed Abu Jahl, end quote. He asked, swear by Allah, besides whom there is no other God. I replied, by Allah, besides whom there is no other God, repeating this three times. He then said, Allahu Akbar, praise be to Allah, who fulfilled his promise, aided his servant, and defeated the allied forces alone. Go and show him to me. So we went, and there he was. The Prophet said, this is the Pharaoh against this Ummah. As for Lindsey Graham, he was merely a key supporter of the Pharaoh against the generation of the Ummah, Donald Trump. Whilst Lindsey Graham is dead, the U.S. policy towards the Jewish entity that he advocated is very much alive. It is this policy that the Muslims must be aware of, wary of, and strive to make fail. Putting aside the exaggeration of Netanyahu, the continuation of American colonialism within the lands of Muslims depends on the existence of its military infrastructure upon them, including America's forward military base, the Jewish entity. The American deep state is loyal to the U.S. first and last, and merely sees the existence of the Jewish entity as serving U.S. interests. The U.S. has thus maintained the previous British policy toward the Jews, which was to gather them as a bridgehead against the Islamic Ummah, a dagger in the side to delay its return to its original state, the best Ummah brought forth to humanity, ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and spreading the justice of Islam throughout the world. The current expansion of the Jewish entity is also part of Trump's plan for the Muslim world, in which the Jewish entity is to be strengthened in the West, and the Hindu state is to be strengthened in the East. Whilst the Muslim states are to be weakened by wars upon them, within them, and between them. Let the Muslims determine their path accordingly, adhering to the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The foremost enemy of the Muslims is the United States, which fights Muslims and assists others in their fighting of Muslims. The path to establish peace in the Middle East is to remove that which disrupts peace, the American military infrastructure, including the Jewish entity, the U.S. military bases, the U.S. spy posts disguised as embassies, and the American agents and followers amongst the rulers of Muslims. Moreover, the path to establish peace in the Middle East is by restoring that which secured peace in the Middle East for centuries, the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sharia method to secure the blessed path is the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. It alone will unify all the Muslim states as a single Islamic state, which will force the American forces into retreat and purify the blessed land of Palestine from the monstrous Jewish entity. So, O Muslims, strive, hearing none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his nasr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَيَوْمَئِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4-5. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, by Mus'ab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.